Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. 905 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. ESPN 97.5 is your home for the best draft coverage in this city. The Wheelhouse will be live in Kansas City. We'll be partying live and local at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage on the Southwest Freeway from 6 to 11. It's on the Southwest Freeway. It's between Buffalo Speedway and Wesleyan. When you arrive at our draft party, make sure you sign up for our mock draft contest so you can qualify to win a 55-inch TV courtesy of audio-visual consultations. Our entire NFL draft coverage presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. All right, 713-780-3776. We want you out there, so let's go. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us.
I didn't get to finish saying this, but I'm telling you, watching, so somebody put together every throw Arch Manning had, and I don't care if they're completed or not. I mean, it's, you know, he's throwing to third-team guys or whatever. That's fine. But what concerned me was that he had no arm. Like, there was no energy on the ball. Everything was dying.
True.
Arch Manning.
Yeah.
His throws did not look like they had any energy on it at all. I'd be a little concerned, because what I was thinking is, if his name wasn't Arch Manning, what would I be thinking about this guy? And I would, honestly, what I saw from his throws, if his name wasn't Arch Manning, I'd go, oh my God, this guy's not very good. But his name is Arch Manning, so I got to say, well, I'm sure it's going to be better.
Yeah, it's going to be better. It's going to be better than it was. I mean,
I don't think arm talent's going to be. It wasn't for Peyton either. It wasn't for Eli. Probably won't be for Arch. Arm talent's not going to be a big buzzword for him. He's going to have to do it mentally, like they did.
Well, at least like Peyton. He's going to have to sit this year. That's for sure. Well, he's got. Well, it's so funny. There are so many guys coming and going after spring to, you know, because. I mean, all these coaches are just sitting there waiting, you know, for the portal to close so that they can actually breathe again, because you can't tell a kid anymore. You can't tell a kid, yeah, you're gonna be sitting this year. You just can't tell him that, because you end up, he's gone, he's out of there, and he's gonna go somewhere else where he thinks he can go and play. It is such a different time, 713-780-3777. He looked like Peyton in his final year at Denver.
That's exactly what he looked like.
Oh, my God.
That's what he looked awful. Like. Yeah.
You do not want to look like Peyton in his final year in Denver. He led the league in interceptions, and then he won the Super Bowl. But he got hurt and came back. He ended up winning the Super Bowl his last year.
Yeah, right? It was all defense.
It was all defense. That was when they destroyed
Super Bowl,
Cam in the Super Bowl.
Man, it was all defense.
They destroyed Cam. By the way, Cam is out with talking to kids. Did you see this one?
Then people are saying he's telling them the truth, but Cam is.
No, we got to stop with the Cam thing now. I mean, goodness gracious, it's just become a caricature. He's become a cartoon. Ben is here. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, guys. Shout out to Seth. I have a question on CJ Stroud. I know the Wheelhouse boys will be sad about this, but if hypothetically, if we do trade it away, right? Or, I'm sorry, if we get Stroud, how much of a pain would David Mulligetta be for the Texans? I'll hang up and listen. And let's say we after his contract is over, like, what would David Morgana do to make this super hard for the Texans to re-sign him?
Well, he just asked for a number that the worst-case scenario is you draft a quarterback who becomes average. By average, I mean, let's say 26 touchdowns and 11 interceptions and throws for 4,100 yards. And you're like, well, he threw for 4,100 yards. And the team goes 9-8, 10-7, first round of the playoffs, can't get out. Contracts coming up, and you got to say, well, I don't know that I believe that this guy's special, so what do we do with him?
Well, is Mulligetta a pain in the ass?
He's got more clients than just Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
He's got way more clients.
He's had other clients who have been.
And he's part of Athletes
well.
First. And Athletes First has a lot of different, you know, they have a lot of different agents there at Athletes First. But, I think the concern is when you have more than one client now who they are going to complain their way out of a team, it's a concern. And for the Texans ownership, you literally gave Deshaun $27 million signing bonus. And he never played under his contract, and he didn't have to give that money back. You gave him $27 million for free.
Yeah.
And you paid him a year not to play. So, and that was, what, $10 million? So you gave him $37 million free dollars is what you gave him. Can't be happy about that if you're the Texans. And if you think for a second that he signed his contract after D-Hop was gone, so he already knew D-Hop was gone. Remember, he was crying with happiness when he signed his contract. That was during pandemic. DeAndre Hopkins had already been traded. He played 1 year. If there's any thought there, one of the conspiracy theories is that David Mulgedge just said, take the money. We will, because he may have been, I'm sure he was upset about losing DeAndre Hopkins, but he may have said, look, sign the contract now, take the money, and if you aren't happy, we'll get you out of there.
Mm-mm.
We'll orchestrate it where you get out of there. If the Texans believe that he basically took their money in bad faith with no reason to that he never planned on staying, if that's what they believe, then would you want to do business with David Mulgeta again with the second pick of the draft?
No, I don't want to do business with David Mulgeta.
Well, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
At some point.
But you know what? I'd rather do it with not the second overall
pick. But if you believe that he was part of the reason why Deshaun took your money with potentially no intention of playing out that contract, that he was going to sit out the next year, that he was going to cause problems. If you believe that possibly happened, then that's going to be hard for you to get behind drafting C.J. Stroud unless you absolutely love the football player. And if you don't absolutely love the football player, you like him, but you're not 100% sure, then Mulligetta could be the kick over the top where you say, let's just not do it. Let's not do it because we already had a problem with this guy. Worst case scenario, what happens if the guy is average and we've got to, you know, make a decision about paying him or not. More times than not, average quarterbacks get paid. Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, they get paid. Average quarterbacks get paid. You don't just let average quarterbacks walk. That hasn't really happened yet. We haven't seen it. Name the quarterbacks that just you let them walk. You end up trading quarterbacks. Who's the average quarterback you let walk? You might trade Jared Goff, you know?
Yeah.
You might trade Carson Wentz, but Jared Goff also got a big contract from the Rams first. He had a huge contract from the Rams in a second contract. Carson Wentz, I don't know that he got the second contract. Maybe he did already. I think actually he did get a second contract. Also, they don't walk.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks don't just walk.
Yeah.
Average quarterbacks don't walk. They get second contracts.
Yep.
And that's the worst thing because now guess what average quarterbacks make now? Over $30 million a year.
Yep.
For just average guys. Kyler Murray's not special. He runs around. It's fun to watch.
But they
thought
he was going
to
be special. That's why they gave him that money. But to give like Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, $30 million.
Look at Geno Smith.
Geno
got pretty decent money.
But Geno Smith had a really good – he had a good year. He had a good year.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about average quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo has been an average quarterback.
Huh?
And what did the Raiders give him? 25,
28,
somewhere?
I think lower than that. I think around 22, 24, yeah.
That's an average quarterback, even though he's won a lot.
Average quarterbacks don't just walk as free agents, though. No. They have to get signed. You just don't let them walk.
Yeah. 913 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Catch up on on breaks here, you need to talk about siding.
Yeah, windows. I'll be more than happy to talk about Allstate Windows and Siding, because the difference that Allstate Windows and Siding can make for you from an energy standpoint, soon enough, you are going to be having warm weather. We're going to be having warm weather. And your air conditioner is going to run and run and run if you do not have that taken care of. If you do not have, you know, your you don't have your home's energy more. You don't have the house that's energy efficient. One of the best ways to become more energy efficient is, what's the easiest way for the warm air to get in? Leaky window. It's the easiest way. It's the most common way. When you have windows that are properly sealed, that are installed the right way, that are double pane, double strength, they are going to make your home much more energy efficient. Studies have found that it's up to 40% more energy efficient, and that is a huge deal. 40% more energy efficient is a big savings on your energy bill. It's going to make your home quieter to have the new windows from my friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding. And the way that they take out windows, glass windows, there's never any breakage. The ceiling is proper. They have them measured and custom cut to your home. They're made right here. The windows are made in Texas for Texas tough weather. And oh, by the way, if you need siding, they're great with siding work as well. Keep a clean job site, make your house look beautiful, and add another layer of energy efficiency. It's my friends over at AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The homies at Universal Carlisle. I can remember Sony that. Hey, CC. Wait a minute. Ben Aki. C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Watch him out. Take a look at me. Watch him out. Watch him out. Straight like that. Watch him out.
That's the man.
Westbrook.
You gotta be about it.
Westbrook. Woo!
So Russell Westbrook got into it with a fan. Apparently, that arena, you walked through, you know, the Rockets walk through the fans too. I don't know if the opposing team does.
No, I don't think. No, they don't.
No,
they go into.
No,
the
they go under.
Tunnel.
Yeah, they go under the tunnel that doesn't have. Yeah, the Rockets do walk to their locker room through, and they go through fans who are able to see them and talk to them and whatnot. The opposing team is goes right into the bowels of the stadium and doesn't, and they don't have to pass through fans. Apparently there, though, in Phoenix, you have to pass through fans to get to the opposing locker room.
Well, there's two ways you can go in. You can go in the normal way, which I guess is like the long way around where all the other players enter in, or you can cut through this lounge area and then like go out a side door and you're right in front of the visitor's locker room.
I gotcha. Well, that is, you know, Russell Westbrook, what do you think you're going to catch at the Suns? You're 3-for-19. He was 3-for-19, and he was the hero of the game. He blocked Devin's shot, okay? Unbelievable that after that night that Russell Westbrook was having, that he actually turned into the hero that the Clippers needed to win that game. It was amazing that the Suns did not get it. Kevin Durant had one shot, I think, in the last. He might have taken another one at the, but he had. I watched in the last like 6-7 minutes of that game. Actually, they actually missed the one shot that he took because they were in a replay. They inbounded the ball. Durant turns from 3-point without even look and fires and makes the shot to get them, I think, within one or two, and doesn't touch the ball again. I mean, it's just so unbelievable how poor they were at the end, and that Chris Paul wasn't running the offense.
No, but they had some looks. I mean, I remember they had a run, and I remember they swung it. It was a good defensive series. They were moving the ball. There was good rotations. Relatively open look in the corner from Kevin Durant, and he airballed. He just shot completely over the rim, and I was like, oh, that's not a Kevin Durant. The whole crowd was up, like you could feel the energy getting ready to explode, and it was an airball. But I tell you what, this is a really upside-down playoff series going on right now. No one believes in No one believes in Denver and the Joker to go long term for, you know, long term for Denver to finally get there.
They're playing the T-Wolves, though.
No, I mean, they'll be fine, but I mean, in the long, over the long haul, no one really believes in them. The Lakers, all of a sudden, if as long as Anthony Davis can stay in one piece, and the way Austin Reeves is playing and LeBron is LeBron, they look, you know, they look really dangerous right now. The Suns, it just feels like, I know the Suns are supposed to be the team because they have Kevin Durant, but Chris Paul's kind of jinxed. It's hard for him to get to. Can you name the amount of NBA finals appearances Chris Paul has?
The number, zero. Or one. No, he was one.
Yep, and I was really cheering for him a couple years ago. Yeah. That's it. And they lost to Milwaukee. So, I don't know. The West feels really upside down right now.
Denver will play the winner of the Suns and Clippers.
James Harden's got a shot over there in the East.
The Kings.
I know the Kings. It looks. Could it be the Kings' moment?
It could be. They're actually a pretty good
basketball. I mean, you knock off the Warriors, and that's you're going to have a lot of confidence if you knock off the Warriors.
You got to get through the Warriors. Then you're going to have to get through LeBron.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to have to get through the Nuggets or the Suns or even the Clip with Kawhi.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to talk about? The West was down this year, but it's still going to be battle, a gauntlet.
You look over at James Harden, who had a really good game over the weekend, and Philadelphia. I mean, they're sitting in pretty good position right now.
And Boston looked great. The Bucks did not, but the Bucks never do in game one.
Yeah, but once again, that whole thing
Knicks
is going to be
really good.
You really got to see how Giannis comes back and how he feels. Like, is he at 100%? This could very, very low key be James Harden's big year.
It's game ones. It's game ones all across the board. So we'll see. But man,
in your opinion.
No, that's a fact. It's a fact that it's game one. That's not changed. That's not an opinion. But who looked the best to you?
In the playoffs, I'll say the Lakers probably had the most, I think, encouraging win. I think they had the most impressive win.
Ja got hurt.
Come on. Ja was talking all that crap, talking about Jared Vanderbilt couldn't guard him.
But Ja was hurt.
Okay.
Who looked the best?
Well,
you can't count the Nuggets because the T-Wolves are not good. The Kings looked good against the Warriors.
The Kings looked really good.
Yeah. The Clip looked good against this good Suns team. The Bucks looked terrible. Boston looked good.
Oh, that's going to be a sweep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I will say this. Philly looked good.
Philly looked good.
They did. I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you, Philly, if James is... You know, James looks really comfortable. I think James has always been comfortable being to share into... But I think James looks comfortable playing the number two role. He's still a very hands-on player, obviously, for Philadelphia. Embiid is clearly the guy. James looks like he is okay with being in that role right now as the Clyde Drexler to the Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
He looks very comfortable in that role. Now, the problem you get in Houston is that we don't have an Hakeem Olajuwon. So James might feel like, wait a minute, I'm the dream here, and I don't want James to be the dream.
No, James is done
James
being the dream.
James needs to be the Drexler.
James is done being the dream. He's done. He's done. He's not going to lead a franchise to an NBA final. He has to have a superstar with him to do that. And so that's why him coming here, I'm not all about that life. Listen, 10.7 assists for James this year is not even his high. He had 11.2 earlier in his career, 10.9. This is the third highest assist, but he's down to 21 points a game there when he was in his mid-30s when he was here and massaging the ball and dominating the ball, being ball dominant. He's still ball dominant, but he's actually getting it to people and not shooting nearly as much. He shot 44% this year. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And 38.5 from three.
Yeah.
James had himself a really good year on a really good team.
James is in a good place right now where the question was always going to be, can he, A, keep himself in shape, and then B, understand, be self-aware enough to take a lesser role, you know, to take a more realistic role.
When he was here at his peak, 18 shots a game, 19, 18, 20, 24, 22 shots a game. Now he's down to 14 shots a game. 14 and a half shots a game, 13 and a half last year.
Yeah.
16 in Brooklyn, 16. He has really changed his game.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that's good. Doesn't change some of our conversations about can he help young guys be pros?
No.
Can he teach them to be more coachable? But maybe he's matured. Maybe he's grown up. Look at you. At one point, you were running with gangs in Chicago, and look at you now.
You were the original gang member in Chicago.
They were talking about you guys.
It wasn't a gang. It was a group. It was just, it was a little bit, but it wasn't like.
It was a group of people.
Yeah, but it wasn't like we were the Warriors.
Okay, did you have a name?
Yeah.
What was it?
The Animals.
RJ, does that sound like kind of a gang if their name they call themselves the Animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was our softball team, okay? It's a little different than being a gang.
Did you wear leather jackets?
No, we didn't have uniforms. We didn't have any uniforms.
Were you clicking bottles together?
We all had Converse All-Stars.
You all wore them?
We all had Schwinn bikes.
Did anyone roll up a pack of cigarettes in their shirt?
Oh, I did.
That's gang material back
in
the day.
It's not gang, but it was
not Crips and Bloods, but you were a gang. You were a gang.
No.
Did you guys like the Warriors, the movie?
It was like more like Pony Boy.
Did you like still?
Yeah. No, more like
well,
that.
What was the name then
Warriors
back then? The Jets and the what's the other one?
The Jets and the
Sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
Yeah. They fought. What are they? If they're not gangs, what are they called?
We didn't fight with any rival gangs in the neighborhood.
Then why were y'all packing heat?
We just went around. We were.
Then why was Mel Murphy packing heat?
We were. Well, because they robbed a house and got a bunch of guns out of it.
Okay, if you're not a gang, you're a crew.
Well, that was the Mel Murphy was with the older guys, not with us. I mean, but yeah.
Because they robbed the house and got a bunch of guns.
Yeah.
Robbing a house sounds like that. Yeah, worst case scenario, you're a crew, like in Heat.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like
Mel Murphy
at
was
all.
Part of a crew. Was part of a crew.
Mel Murphy and then a few other guys.
Who are the
who
other guys?
Mention.
Can you say their names out loud on radio?
Larry Smith and
yep.
There were some guys.
Larry
who,
Smith
who
sounds
did
like a made up name.
Nah, it wasn't a made up name. He
you know sounds like a guy that would have run with you, Peter Skoronski. He's a tackle out of Northwestern, but Peter Skoronski sounds like he could have been a Polish kid out of Chicago.
Oh, he does sound like that. No, he absolutely could have gone to some place,
St. Mary's,
Cade South somewhere. Yeah, or St. Rita. You could see Peter Skoronski at St. Rita.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He would never crawl through a
David,
air conditioning
David
space.
Said, David was asking about Bennett Straker.
Has no player named that.
It doesn't exist.
He's
an offensive tackle, apparently.
There's no Bennett Straker that exists in the draft.
Yeah.
He's trying to fool me with the fake name again. It's not a real person.
It's not a real person. Yep. Nobody's drafting Bennett Straker? Okay. All right. 9:30 ESPN. 90, let's get Michael in here because I know we're late, but he's been waiting. Hey, Michael.
What's up, guys? Hey, man. The Astros, I think they're in trouble. The Rangers' worst pitcher, we only scored one run. That kind of sucks. But Lance, like, what if we don't trade out of two and we go two defensive players that do in 12, or they'll probably trade back on 12 or something just to get more picks. But what if we do?
You're breaking up. What if we keep two?
And
if we keep two,
do you think Davis Mills beats himself?
He's breaking up.
You were breaking up so bad, dude.
If you keep two, it's a choice between, obviously, Will Anderson and I think Tyree Wilson, but Tyree has not been able to work out because he's had a foot injury. So that's a concern or a question. In that scenario, it'd be interesting if the Texans traded up, if they took Will Anderson at two and traded up for Tyree Wilson. And they said, what we're going to do? We're going to get both guys we like, and we're going to take both of them, and we're going to put one on one edge, and we'll put the other on the other edge.
Hmm.
Be kind of a fun draft, in my opinion.
It would be a fun draft. So Andrew Heaney is not their worst. His last two outings against Kansas City and Houston, he's pitched 10 innings. He's got 14 strikeouts, 5 walks, and he's given up 4 hits in 10 innings. So I know he got lit up in the his first outing against Baltimore, but he needs a pretty good pitcher. I mean, after his last outing at Kansas City, I was like, oh, crap, we got to face that guy. He was really good. He gave 10 strikeouts and 2 walks in 5 innings. 10 strikeouts in 5 innings is pretty good. I know you're facing Kansas City, but and he looked pretty good against the Astros yesterday as well. 932 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk a little patios.
Yeah, so they're going to do a little cleanup at the patio. They've got the kitchen's all done. Everything's installed. We're going to do a photo shoot tomorrow. I'm going to do an interview with them. And, man, I cannot wait to use it. Just got a grill put in with a rotisserie. This is super, super exciting. I've always wanted to have my own rotisserie. Got the refrigerator out there. Got a warmer, going to have a cooktop, and they installed the vent hood. It just looks unbelievable. They retrofitted to the outdoor patio or outdoor living space that they had built for me previously. I always tell people this. You know, when you're looking, when you go to, I remember my parents used to take us for drives when I was a kid, and they wanted to go see other houses, and they would see things that they, you know, that they would want to get at some point. And my dad loved doing that, you know, things we couldn't afford. And then, and I always think back to, you know, eventually they could afford to get something nicer. And I think about the outdoor living space that I had, and I decided to make the decision to get something that I really wanted and I would really enjoy. And it has been a great decision. You know, you have one life to live. Get that outdoor living space. Get the swimming pool. Get the kitchen. They can finance it for you. You can pay it over time. Number one, it's going to add value to your home when you decide to sell it. So that's not a problem. But the value it adds to your life is something that you may not be considering strongly enough. Go ahead and live your best life and enjoy an outdoor living space from Texas Custom Patios. I promise you the quality is something like you've never seen before, and it truly will hold up the test of time and going to really add value to your home. So make sure you go to the website, see it for yourself, go look at the entire process at TexasCustomPatios.com.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Come get lost with me. Ask you one more time.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Pretty good point here. Buda Baker, also a Mulugeta guy, asking for a trade. It's the Mulugeta move.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what his people do. It's what his people do.
It's basically
Do we need that in our life?
Well, it's just that he's just following NBA playbook. Like, he didn't invent it. NBA guys want fully guaranteed contracts. That's what David Mulugeta wants. And an NBA, eventually Lamar Jackson will sign with him. But
I saw one place, Buda Baker for Houston. It's a lock. That's where he needs to be.
Buda would be great. We have Jalen who does some of the same stuff. So
and we have and Jimmy Ward now. And I know they're not going to what kind of draft assets you giving up for Buda Baker right now? I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, I'd love to have him. I'm not sure that from a defensive standpoint, although. Man, I like Buda Baker a lot. I think Jalen Petrie does some of that, though. And then, I think D'Amico Ryans is going to love Jalen Petrie.
Yeah.
I think he's going to love him. Because he's a dude. Like, he cares a lot about football. He's fearless. Fearless to the point that sometimes I worry how he's going to hold up. Because, I mean, he's coming in at 100 miles an hour trying to hit anything that moves. Like, dude, you're not 220. Like,
yeah,
easy.
No, sometimes he's 100 miles an hour, and he just runs right by it, too. Now, he had a bunch of tackles, but I can remember a few specific plays. It's like, man, Jalen, you got to calm down a little bit, actually.
Hey, Ryan asked a pretty good question here. And, yes, that's a Mulugeta client, so his whole thing is just request a trade.
That's all.
Request a trade.
That's what we
do. And Devin White did that, requested a trade. I don't know. Is he a Mulugeta client? Check Devin White, too.
Go ahead.
Devin White, because you know he did with Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Just requested the trade.
Yeah.
That's the thing we see in the NBA. I think David Mulugeta is just following the NBA playbook, frankly, and that's really what he's doing with with his clients. Once you're unhappy, you get out. You just request a trade if you don't want to be there anymore. If you don't want to lose, or because Arizona's going to suck, okay, and he doesn't want to be there. I get it, but that's what that paycheck is for. Through richer or poorer, in good health or whatever, you know, it's that's kind of what the thing is. It wouldn't surprise me if Devin White is an athlete's first guy as well, but I don't know that for a fact. So see if you can find that. Ryan asked this question, John. I don't recall you guys ever mentioning this, but I believe all the extra games that the Astros have played and pitched in could be starting to take its toll on them. I believe they'll be okay, but injuries fatigue could mount up due to the extra games. Any chance you think after a long season that the playoffs also could make the Astros really fatigued?
I mean, they've been doing it for so long now. I mean,
well, I know, but maybe that's the point.
Listen, at some point, I mean, what? When is it going to catch up to them losing their best player every year? They're 7-9 again. They're 7-9 every year. So we gotta settle down, okay? And you know, maybe this is the year it catches up to them. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know we freaked out before about this team, and then they're in the World Series again, and then they're winning another title.
I don't think Ryan's freaking out. I'm not freaking out. I'm not freaking out at all.
No, our guys.
No, Devin White's not with Moncada, by the way. No, okay. He's with CAA.
Well, it's if you're demanding a trade, then probably you are with David Moncada. Chances are pretty good, but he's not. Okay. Am I worried about this team? Maybe a little bit more than last year's team. Yeah, because of injuries. And I listen, I think Frommer's great. I don't think he is a dominant ace like, you know, that we've seen. Like he's not Verlander. He's not a dominant ace. A dominant ace is more, I guess, nowadays is, hey, Gerrit Cole is a dominant ace right now. Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, these are dominant aces.
Yeah.
Corbin Burns is a dominant ace. Right now, Fromber's not that. He's not that, and I think we gotta realize that Fromber is going to give you a quality start. Fromber is going to bring everything to the table, but he's on the next tier. You've got to have Javier. You got to have Urquidy. You got to have Garcia being really, really, really
it's
good.
We take it for granted. That's why I'm a little concerned at this idea that you just make the playoffs, it's no problem. Like, we've taken for granted that we're going to have the most dominant starting staff here in Houston. I mean, there is no Verlander, and you don't know who could end up having a problem. You don't know who could end up being injured. I mean, you've had Lance McCullers, you understand that, but I don't trust that the bullpen is necessarily going to be like last year, because bullpens historically go up and down. They go up and down. As far as the Astros starters, yes, I would say odds are the Astros are going to be a good starting rotation. But the question is, how good? Are they going to be dominant? You know, I don't know if the Astros are going to be dominant. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be much better than what you see right now. They'll be much more consistent. They're going to win plenty of games. Jose Altuve will be fine. Machete is going to get up to the plate with minute, second and third, one out, because that's what happens. Or bases
that's
loaded, because that's
happens
just
every
what it,
time.
Yeah, it's what happens every time.
It's what happens every time. He's up in a game situation. It just doesn't matter. So I'm watching a granny do the gritty.
Yeah,
you see that?
Mimi, the kids taught Mimi, my mother-in-law, to do it. So
Yeah,
this granny did it better than Mimi.
She did.
But just seeing a grandma try it, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. She's pretty good. You gotta have, that's the new TikTok. Granny's doing the gritty. Let's go. That's good. That's what, you know what? China doesn't want to see that. Okay? TikToks of grannies doing the gritty.
No.
China don't want that.
Or maybe they do.
I was not in the Warriors. I was not in, okay, I'm not. Pony boy. Okay, you started some crap here with the...
No, I didn't start anything. You started it when you were
it's
in a
all
game.
On Twitter right now. All over Twitter. That's me with the glasses, the kid with the cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
Saw.
Yeah, okay.
I did like when they superimpose your face on...
On the Warriors?
On the Warriors, yeah.
Okay, no, I was not a Warrior, okay? I was just in... We had a group. Our softball team was called the Animals. Well, actually, we called ourselves, the whole group was called the Animals, but... We weren't fighting rival groups, rival gangs in the neighborhood. That didn't happen. That did not happen. 944 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about my peeps over at Artisan Grange. It's just gross watching. I got buddies who dip, and I got to get them out. I got to get them out of it. Here's the deal is I get my car fixed, and I left my Artisan Grange. I left my Canstead and Dew Blend in there. And because I would have been handing them out yesterday. We had Greek Easter and everybody was over there, and there's guys that are dipping, and I'm like, you're this gross. I've got to get you some of this because I can't stand watching you guys dip and the spit and the gross, and it's on your shirt and it's gross and it's and you're hurting yourself and there's tobacco and nicotine and it's terrible. So if you're dipping, how about an alternative with hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD? Okay, healing powers as opposed to the problems that you're giving yourself with the nicotine and tobacco, healing powers. I'm telling you right here and now, it is so much better for you, and you still can get the same flavor. You still get the same sensation between your cheek and gum, yet you're not gross. Actually, you swallow this as opposed to because you got CBD. You don't have to spit. So here's the deal is if you're looking to wean yourself from that dip, and you want to do it healthily, if that's a word, all you need to do is go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So this would be weird in your family, Lance. A survey says 80% of parents say their kids have a mature palate.
There's no way that's true.
80% of parents say their children have a mature.
I think me and my wife have figured out we did not get the kids that we signed up for. We signed up for different kinds of kids. Like, they were supposed to be easy. They were supposed to like each other. Yeah, mature palate? No, that's not a thing.
For breakfast, kids prefer 29% prefer pancakes, 14% prefer croissants, and 10% prefer waffles. They favor a hot breakfast over a cold one, 56-23.
I don't know. My kids like pancakes, but they also like a good cereal.
But your kids just like cheese quesadillas.
A cold breakfast? No, they'll eat like pancakes and stuff like that. That's Alec who likes cheese quesadillas.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he ate for his whole life.
Yeah.
And no wonder he's a rail.
Yeah,
that's
no wonder.
That's all he ate his whole life.
He'll eat protein. He likes protein. He hamburgers, now. Stuff
oh,
like
now
that.
He's got,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
A new survey says over 60% of people would rather snuggle with their pet than their partner.
What percentage is that?
60.
Yeah. It's that way in my house. Me and my wife.
She would rather snuggle with the pet.
Yeah.
Than you.
Yeah, 100%.
That's terrible.
She doesn't like touching at night when she's trying to sleep, but then in the morning she's fine with it. But at night, she likes to go to sleep. She doesn't want anyone against her. Don't touch it. Fine. But the dogs can sleep there next to her.
Right.
She's fine with that.
Well, that's terrible. Woman says her boyfriend is gross. There's a big argument on the internet right now. Apparently, the boyfriend is gross for showering every 3 days. Reddit has mixed feelings about this. Is he gross because he only showers every 3 days? Yes! He's sleeping in his filth and
yeah.
Is he gross?
I would say he's gross.
Yes.
I do know there are people who do not shower every day, though.
You shower every day. Okay, shower every day.
I do, but I know that
shower before you go to bed so your sheets aren't gross.
Yes.
Yes.
But you don't shower again in the morning. You double shower?
No, but you can't. Yeah, you can.
You see what was happening to our water bills here in Houston?
What? Oh, I know.
They're going up like 12%.
I know,
they're
right?
They're going to go up. So,
yeah.
And I have teenage boys. How long do you think they spend in the shower?
Way too long. Way
suspiciously
too, they
long.
Can't go, they can't.
Suspiciously
not twice
long.
For them, no.
Suspiciously
no.
long.
No, no, no. Man apparently gets prison time after feds discover $3.4 billion in stolen Bitcoin hidden inside a Cheetos popcorn tin. Is that a good place to hide your $3 billion in Bitcoin? $3.4 billion in Bitcoin in a... Can it really fit all that in a Cheetos popcorn bin?
Does a Bitcoin look like something, or is it just a something that's digital?
I don't know what it is.
I thought the Bitcoin. I don't want Bitcoin guy to call.
No,
again,
please.
So move to the next story.
3.4 billion can fit in a Cheetos. Wow.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be bigger than that. I don't know why. There was a gun.
It's just digital.
A gun found in a quesadilla leads to an arrest in Picayune, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Do you think a good hiding place for a gun is a quesadilla?
No. How big is...
Well, look, it's too big for it. It's way too big.
I was going to say, how big is the quesadilla?
This quesadilla looks like it's shaped like a gun.
How big is your tortilla?
My goodness.
Or one of these guns like something Mae West used to carry that look like this? This tiny little...
A little pop gun, yes, but not a giant gun in a quesadilla.
No.
About $100,000 in dimes were stolen from a Philadelphia truck. How hard would it be to launder $100,000 in dimes?
Well, number one, right off the bat, the only place you can take it to the bank if you want somewhere.
How?
You going to put it in that chain
Everybody
thing?
Knows that the dimes were stolen.
You going to put it in that? How are they going to know? You go to a different state.
You'd be much
and then
better off.
And you're sucking up money just trying to drive there. I know. That's a problem.
That's up. The whole thing's a problem. Please, if you're going to steal something, don't steal dimes.
No, don't steal dimes.
You're going to be you're a terrible crook.
You are making a job harder on yourself. And can you imagine putting it in that Texas Lone Star change thing? And it takes going to take a chunk of it out of there.
You're going to get caught by the third time you fill it up.
I know. You have to go to multiple.
We know where all these dimes came from.
I know. And they're going to have cameras.
Who has dimes anymore?
I know. Well, you're going to have to put it in a whole bag of pennies just to kind of, like you said, just to kind of to cover it up. You're going to have a bunch of pennies with it, too, and nickels. Like,
no.
Oh, there's 15 pennies and 116,000 dimes just on this one alone.
Oh, my God. Apparently, in Missouri, they want to defund libraries because there's the giant argument about should be in a library and not. It's only Missouri House has given the initial approval to fund $45.6 billion in state budget to defund libraries. Why do you think it costs $45 billion to defund a library?
So we want to get rid of... We'd like to take money away from police officers, from libraries, from some of the things I don't...
But why does it cost $45 billion?
We want to do... Like, what exactly are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? How come... The common sense thing just... It's not that hard. Like, it's not that hard that certain things are bad ideas.
Don't you think that we spend
$45
billion better?
Our kids are already really getting stupid. One thing I've figured out is I said, you know what? Like, the scores on SATs and ACTs, kids get 1600s all the time now. But I also see dumb. I see way more dumb than I used to. And I figured it out. There are some kids who love, who take advantage of all the information that's out there and do great things. And there are others now who just watch TikTok all day. I've got TikTok kids. And they've gotten dumb. Yeah. And they're really dumb. The chasm of the middle class intelligence kid... It's like there's no middle class anymore in intelligence. You're either really smart or you're really stupid. Hmm. And that's that.
And it seems like putting $45 billion into defunding libraries.
And
stupid.
Stealing $100,000 in pennies
dimes.
In dimes is dumb.
You know what's smart? H.R.P. It's the smartest way to go if you're looking for the best way.
You can't trace these dimes.
You can't trace. If you're looking for the best way to get your payroll to your people, pay time is awesome here. I mean, there's never a mistake. It's always awesome. Pay time in every business, I guess, is awesome. Am I right? Look, if you're looking for the best way to get your payroll to your company, HRMP is the best way. We love them here. We have loved them. We had to get rid of our other payroll company because they just wouldn't grow with us as a business. If your payroll company isn't growing with you, if your payroll company isn't helping you right now during tax time, if your payroll company makes mistakes, if your payroll company ain't perfect every time, if your payroll company isn't taking care of your HR as well, or if your payroll company is forcing you to take their benefits packages when you don't want them, well, ours doesn't. Ours gives us choices. You're looking for HR&P. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company or you're just growing as your business and you need a payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Bacon for everybody!
everybody.
You're listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you. You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.